Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Break down. Go ahead. Give it to me. Break down. Take me through the night.
Break down. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And Steve Martin is our guest. Stephen C. Martin is the purveyor of ProfitPro.us, a website I encourage you to go to, but also a very important, increasingly important, volunteer and leader with SCORE, SCORE.org, up in the northern part of the state of New York, in the Buffalo area. Steve, you've really caught on up there. You've really taken this SCORE role seriously, and talk to us a little bit about some of the not specifically about what you guys are doing up there, but how you think SCORE's made a difference in your part of the world.
Jim, I see it every day. Our metropolitan area and counties cover about 1 million people, tens of thousands of businesses, and just a couple of days ago, Friday evening, as a matter of fact, I was doing a event with a Chamber of Commerce, and I asked everybody if they remembered the recession of 2008, and everyone's hand went up, and I said, "Now, how many of you think it's over?" And all the hands went down.
I bet.
And the reality is, and I know you've experienced this as well, is that for most of the people on Main Street, this recession is not over.
No, it's not.
And what SCORE is doing is putting expert, experienced business people matched up with small businesses, existing businesses, and aspiring entrepreneurs to help them make better business decisions in light of this tough economy.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of reasons why it's tough. Part of it is Washington. Part of it is Wall Street. Part of it is global pressures. Part of it's technology, good, bad, and ugly of technology. A lot of different things. But here's the bottom line, Steve. It's our reality. And it's
That's just right.
I tell people, okay, but is the post office going to deliver the mail tomorrow? Yes. Are there probably going to be some bills in that mail tomorrow? Yes. Are there going to be more bills than checks? Yes, probably. And are you going to have to make payroll on Friday? Yes, I am. But then you still got to make it happen.
Absolutely. And the other reality, Jim, which is the good one, is that there are still thriving small businesses out there, and we have the opportunity to help those
right
businesses survive and thrive.
Well, the one thing we have to do in our businesses is, even though I agree with you, and my own polling demonstrates this, and the polling that I compare to others, like the NFIB survey, the NFIB's optimism index, that one, and others that I compare mine to, show that 75% to 80% of small businesses are still, you know, a little bit having a tough time. Only 20% to 25% are doing what I would call great. But what we have to do, those who are not doing great have to say to themselves, okay, how much of my issues that I'm having, how much of that is really because of the economy, and how much of it is because of us? You must make sure that you're not standing in your own way, don't you?
That's exactly right, Jim. You've got to make sure you're not giving yourself those no answers incorrectly without
right
having done an analysis of what the challenges and opportunities are. You know, I'm sure it's been used a lot, but the simple SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses,
yep,
opportunities, and threats. In this rapidly changing economy, you've got to be looking at that on a regular basis to see where your opportunities are and
mm-hmm
where the next threats are. And the better businesses are those who do that, and then when faced with a challenge, they do something about it.
Well, you know, if you've got one company that's doing great, and across town there's a company doing the same thing, and they're not doing great, is that the economy, or is that one company not getting out of their own way? You have to
there
ask,
you go.
You have to ask those questions.
The answer is self-evident.
You have to ask those questions, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You really do. And I think that a lot of entrepreneurs are, in fact, in their own way too much of the time.
There's no question about it. That's one of the things we talk about quite a bit on the show over time. Hey, Steve, thanks again for being here. Good job today, as always. Keep up the good work. Keep working hard for those SCORE folks.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Stephen C. Martin, that's the name on his books, which you can find at his website, ProfitPro.us. I encourage you to go there and check out everything Steve does. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.